I was just talking to someone this morning here at church about the joys of seeing a new baby grow, and I asked this person who just had a new baby, what's the most exciting thing that's going on right now? What's the most exciting development that you've seen? And we also talked about how my son, Lars, who's going to be 7 months tomorrow, how he's doing and some of his fun things that he's doing. And one of the most exciting things, one of the most really just joyful things that he's doing now has to do with a certain kind of recognition, a certain kind of listening and hearing. Earlier this week, I was at work, I was at my office, and Tabitha called because Lars was just so excited. He came into the house and he was just so excited. I think he was looking to see if Daddy was home. And he didn't see him, of course. I was at work. And so Tabitha called and she put her phone on speakerphone. She said, "Say hi to Lars." And I just said, "Hey Lars, how's it going, buddy?" And she said, "His face just lit up. His face, he just got so excited. And he recognized that's the voice of my dad." And he was just so thrilled. He just was beaming. And of course, and I was beaming too as she was telling this. Oh, isn't that sweet? He recognizes the voice of Daddy. Well, this kind of voice recognition, this kind of idea of hearing and understanding voices is still something that scientists still don't completely understand. They know it's somehow linked up with us in terms of seeing faces. It's almost as if when you hear someone's voice that you recognize, you're attaching that to a face. But it's not just for humans. Think about animals. Have you ever had a loyal dog? And it doesn't matter where you are, if you call to them, it's just perk up. Where's my master? Where's my owner? I'm going to go after them. You know, it's not just dogs either. I saw a fascinating story this week about elephants. You know, elephants recognize voices, we've learned. Scientists, what they did is they took a recording. They asked some African tribal members to record a certain saying, to record them talking. And one tribe was from a tribe that these African elephants would often come into contact with, and there would occasionally be violence. The tribal members would sometimes kill one of them, or there would be conflict. And the other recording was from a tribe that had virtually no conflict with elephants. They were just, I don't know if they lived in a different part of the country or what it was, but it was just a different kind of a different tribe. And you know what they did? They played these voices. They played these recordings over loudspeakers for the elephants. And you know what this herd of elephants did when they heard the voice of the tribe that was their enemy? They started taking defensive measures. They started backing together and they started recognizing, whoa, this is the enemy. We can't trust these guys. We hear them coming. What did they do with the voice of those that posed no threat, the tribe that posed no threat to them? They actually just did nothing. It was a totally different reaction, the scientists said, for the voice of the people they recognized as an enemy from the voice of the tribe that posed them no harm. What an interesting thing it is that God has given in nature us ears to hear and to recognize the voice of those around us, the physical voices. And in this passage that we come to today, our Lord comes at this idea of voice recognition, of recognizing the physical voices of those that are around us, to emphasize a critical spiritual point that all of us need to understand. You remember the songs we've sung today? Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of life's restless sea. He calls us, and you remember during the announcements time, I got up and charged each of you that God was calling you today in a special way. His voice would be speaking to you. And then we sang the hymn right before the message. We sing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. You see, because just as God has given us the ability to recognize human voices, just as he's given us the ability to hear one person speaking and say, "That's not my mom." And hear another voice speaking and say, "That's my friend." So God has given us spiritual ears to recognize voices. He's given us a spiritual sense to hear the voice of our shepherd speaking to us. Brother Jerry just read this passage for us. Chapter 10. Verse 3, to him, the true shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus speaking of himself, openeth, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. Listen to this. For they know his voice. My question for you this morning, folks, is, first, do you hear the voice of your shepherd? Do you hear the voice of your shepherd because you're actually part of his flock? Because he actually is your shepherd and you are looking to hear his voice? And secondly, do you know his voice? We live today in a culture where we're bombarded with voices. You can pull up any number of different voices all around you. You can click from channel to channel on the television and a different voice will be blaring out information at you. You can go type in a website on the computer and a voice will be bombarding you. You can pull up a video on YouTube and you can check out all the videos that you want to hear. You have voices in music blaring at you. You have voices in entertainment blaring at you. You have voices in sports blaring at you. And my question for you is, do you know the voice? Voice of your shepherd. This morning we're going to understand how the sheep of Jesus Christ hear his voice, and we're going to understand by God's grace how his sheep know his voice. And not only know the voice of their Savior, but reject the voice of those who are not their shepherd. Let's start out this morning by understanding, first of all, A declaring. You might put next to this point, the declaring, you might say, God speaks. That's really what this point is about. God declares himself to us. He is not a mute God. He is not a silent God. He is a speaking God. And let's understand, first of all, the speaker. The speaker. Verse 3 says, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. This is what Jesus Christ does. He is the good shepherd. Later in this passage, he says, Jesus is the good shepherd. And so what does the shepherd do to sheep? He calls sheep. He talks to them. He speaks to them. Now, I don't know who here in this city owns sheep. Does anyone have sheep right in your back, maybe in your back door, maybe on the porch? How many of you guys keep sheep? As I thought, none of you. So you may not know how a shepherd works, what a shepherd does. But Jesus says he's like a shepherd who speaks to his sheep and who they understand and they hear him speaking to them. Let's understand, secondly, the spoken to. Who are the spoken to ones? They're his sheep. You know, Scripture says that we are like sheep. Scripture says all we like sheep have gone astray. It's a depiction of us in our sin. Now, that's not a flattering depiction. How many of you like to be known as sheep? How many of you, if I said, hey, you're a sheep, you would say, okay, sweet. I like that description of me. I'm a sheep. No, sheep are dumb. Sheep are stupid. Sheep are stubborn. You don't want to be called a sheep, but that's what the Bible calls us, and it's accurate, because we've all gone our own way. A sheep is stubborn. God says, do this, and we say, no thanks, I don't want to listen to you. I don't want to do that. And then God says, don't do that. Don't steal. Don't take my name in vain. Honor the Sabbath day. Do these things, and we say, no thanks, I'm not going to do that. Don't do that. Okay, thanks, I will. We're like sheep. But God, notice what Jesus says here. He doesn't just say, he speaks to every sheep. He speaks specifically to his sheep. Isn't that a wonderful thing? He calls them by name. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he knows his sheep, he says. He knows which are his sheep, and he speaks specifically to them. What a wonderful comfort that is, to know that we have a God, that we have a God who is speaking to us. Now let's understand, thirdly, the speech itself. What is this speech that he is giving to his own sheep, that the shepherd is speaking to his sheep? Well, if we understood all the ways that God speaks to us, perhaps it'd just be easier to say what ways God does not speak to us. See, there's a marketing campaign of a certain denomination that for about the last 10 years has had a slogan. The slogan is, God is still speaking. And they put that out on billboards, and they put that out in front of their churches, and it says, God is still speaking. You know what? In one sense of that term, I couldn't agree more. God is still speaking. And do you know how you know he's still speaking? If any of you were in the Word of God this morning, if any of you were in the Word of God this week and allowing the Holy Spirit to teach you from the Word of God, you'd say, yep, he's still speaking. Why? Because he spoke to me this week. If any of you were on your knees this morning in your prayer closet or wherever you go to spend time alone with God, and you talked with him and he talked with you, as the song says, and he showed you that you are his own, you'd say, yep, he's still speaking. He's still speaking. Why? Because I heard him this week. I heard him speaking to me. I heard him talking to me. That's what you'd say. But in a second sense, I think the sense this denomination means it, it's entirely wrong. Because what this denomination wants to say, he's still speaking, and he's telling us something different than what he's told us in the past. He's still speaking, and he's changing his mind about what he said, about this sinful practice, about this sinful way of living, about this sinful habit. Let's just pretend that all that stuff he said in the past never happened. My friends, recognize that as error. Recognize that as being wrong. Why? Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Jesus said that it will be easier for heaven and earth to pass away than the smallest punctuation mark in his law. That's what he said. And so when you hear someone saying, God is still speaking today and he's changed his mind about something, say, that's not what my Bible says. That's not what my scripture says. And in fact, I don't dare say that God is still speaking and changing his mind. Why? Because the book of Revelation says that let that person be cursed who would add one word to the word of God. Let him be accursed. I'd rather not have that be me, thanks. I'll stick to where God has revealed himself in the word of God and said, thus saith the Lord. But we've got to understand, where does God speak to us? He speaks to us in creation. Psalm 19 says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. There's no language that people can't look at and say, wow, God's amazing. Look at the stars. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. That must have been put there by a really powerful and omnipotent being. God speaks to us there. God speaks to us in nature when we look around and we see his handiwork. We see his creation that he has put together. God speaks to us through his word. His word is truth. His word is what gives life to us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. And God speaks to us today through the word. Have you been in the Bible this week? Have you been in the Word of God this week and studying it and feeding on it and feasting on it? Where do you expect to hear the voice of God? It's through the Word of God. But third, maybe perhaps most importantly, what this speech is, it's the Holy Spirit of God speaking to you. You know, an unsaved person, a person who's never been born again, a person who is dead in their sins, do you know they can read this book right here, and without the illumination of the Spirit of God, they won't get it? The things of God, Scripture says, are foolishness to the person who is living in sin, who is dead in sin. Why? Because they don't understand it. It's the Spirit that reveals the Word of God to us. You can walk around and you can look up at the sky and you can say, oh, that's great, that's wonderful, that looks pretty cool, there must have been a God out there. But guess what? It's the Holy Spirit that is speaking to your heart and saying, listen. Listen for my voice in what you see. We need to understand how we hear the voice of God. God speaks to us through his word as revealed to us by His Holy Spirit. That is God's speech to us. Are you listening? Have you heard it? Have you heard His speech for you? First of all, we see then the declaring. God is speaking. God is speaking to you. Let's understand, secondly, the discerning. The discerning. You might put next to this heading of the discerning, we hear. In other words, God speaks, that's the declaring. The discerning is that we hear and that we know His voice. What a wonderful thing that is. That not only is God speaking to us today through His Holy Spirit and through the Word that He's given us, but He has promised that we can hear it, that we can know it. Let's understand, first of all, the regard. The regard. Verse 3 says, the sheep hear His voice. That is to say, it enters their ears. They're not deaf. Now, we understand that what Jesus is talking about when saying that He speaks and we hear His voice, it's not talking about physical hearing through our ears. Why? Because a deaf person can hear the voice of God. Do you know that? You know, some people are born without any hearing. They can't hear the voice of anyone speaking to them. Two of Tabitha's sisters do not have hearing. They were born in that condition. They can hear the voice of God. This is not talking about hearing with our ears. It's talking about hearing with our heart. It's talking about hearing with the ears of our soul that God has given to us. Now, how do we hear the voice of God? How do we regard the voice of God? How do we listen to Him? Well, do you want to listen to Him? Do you want to hear the voice of God? Think of a dog running around your house. How many of you guys have a dog that you have at home? You guys have that? Okay. How many times have you said, come, and the dog just looks at you and is like, ah, ah, and he's going to come to you. Why? Because he loves his master. He loves the person, the owner, who's in control of him. And so he's just ready. He's just ready. The moment that person calls, he's going to be there. He's got regard for the voice of the owner. Do you know that's how God's sheep are? God's sheep are there and they're just waiting to hear the voice of their master. They're just waiting to hear the voice of their shepherd. And the shepherd says, come. Their shepherd calls them and they say, I just heard him. I just heard him. I'm ready to go. It enters their spiritual ears and they want to listen. Let's understand, first of all, it's not just a regard though. It's a recognition. They know His voice. They know it. They understand who's speaking. You know, we saw this remarkable video. This remarkable video that was a wonderful illustration of this. It was a man who was a farmer, who was a shepherd in Norway, and he had this whole flock of sheep. And as an illustration, he had three people come where the sheep were grazing out front. And these three different people who were not the owner of the sheep, they started calling to the sheep. They started making these high-pitched sounds to the sheep. And you should have seen, not one of the sheep lifted up their head. They just kept on munching away. And they were calling and doing their little calls and yelling. And all the sheep were just down there munching away. And then the shepherd walks up. The shepherd walks up, and they're probably a good 50 yards away. And the shepherd just does this distinctive calls. And you should have seen those sheep's head pop up. And then he'd keep on calling and someone around, and there was just, and you just thought, up and look around. Where's the shepherd? And then sure enough, the whole flock starts running toward the shepherd. Why? Because they heard the voice and they knew it. Now we have bad examples of this too. Our first dog in our family was a very lovable dog. He was a very smart dog. It was an Airedale named Harry. Now, Harry loved to jump up and pull the stocking caps off those of us who were... He was a little bit of a mischief maker. And my mom will promise to you that he would escape out of the house and be running around the yard. And she'd say, Harry, come on, Harry, come in. And what would he do? She said he would look at her, and he would know exactly who was speaking, And he'd get a little smile on his face. Like, ha ha, very funny. And he would turn around and run away. You see, we have these examples that the sheep, that God's sheep, are like these sheep. Are like these sheep that they hear and they recognize his voice. Now, I gave you the example of Lars. Lars hearing my voice over the phone and getting really excited. How does Lars know my voice? How can he tell my voice from someone else's voice? Well, there are a couple interesting words that I want us to pull out of this chapter. First of all, the word, the Greek word that Jesus uses for the sheep knowing his voice in verse 4 is knowing as in perceiving his voice. You see, the New Testament uses a couple different Greek words for knowing. One of them means to know as to perceive, as to understand, as to get it. Another word for know means to know by experience. In other words, you know someone because you have been experienced, you've been in experience with them. I was out one time talking to a family out here on the route, and I was explaining the difference between the two kinds of knowledge. And I said, do you guys know Barack Obama? And they said, yep. If I asked you guys, how many of you know Barack Obama? How many of you would raise your hand? Yep. Who's Barack Obama? He's the President of the United States. And maybe if you were there, maybe if you were listening to him speak, you'd hear his voice come across the radio and you'd say, oh, that's the President. Why? Because you know that deep voice, that deep sonorous voice he has. You say, that's the President of the United States. And let me say, how many of you, though, if I said, how many of you actually know Barack Obama? How many of you have actually met Barack Obama? How many of you could raise your hands?
Nobody.
Probably none of you. You know what Jesus is saying? He's saying, in this passage, he says, my sheep perceive my voice. They know it's me. They hear it. Why? Because they've heard it before. You know why Lars knows my voice? Do you know why Lars knows my voice and the sheep know the voice of their shepherd? Because they've listened to it before. Because they understand the timbre of it. Because they understand the accent that is used in the voice. They understand its pitch. They say, that's my dad's voice. That's my shepherd's voice. That's my owner's voice. Do you recognize the voice of God because you've heard him speaking to you before? How do you know the voice of God? Turn, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 2 gives us the key for how we understand the voice of God, how we understand him speaking to us, and how his sheep do not perceive his voice, do not understand his voice. Starting in verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. In other words, if we're saved, we have the Holy Spirit living inside us, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. That is to say, we know the voice of God. We know where he's speaking to us. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The person here who does not understand the voice of God is the person who is living in their own sin, who is dead in trespasses and sins, who is living in the natural man. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Now listen to verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. My friend, if you are a child of God this morning, if you are the sheep of his pasture, if you are one of his, if he is your shepherd, that means you have the Spirit of God living in you. And how did we say God speaks to us today? By the Spirit of God illuminating to us the Word of God? Does it make sense now why we perceive the voice of God? Does it make sense why if you're his sheep, you understand what the voice of God is for you? Why? Because you have the mind of God. You have the Spirit of God in you. The Spirit of God is indwelling you and it's speaking to your spirit. And you're saying, oh, I get it. You come to the Word of God and you kneel by your bed or wherever you is and you read the Bible in the morning and you come across a passage that you've never understood in that way and the Spirit of God speaks to your spirit and says, listen, this is my voice. This is what I'm telling you right now. And you say, ah, I get it. It's the Spirit of God speaking with my spirit. The Spirit of God that is in me revealing His voice to me. My friend, if you can't hear the voice of God today, if you're not paying any attention to the voice of God, you better start looking at whether you have the Spirit of God in you or whether you are just as dead in your trespasses and sins as anyone out in the world at this point. We recognize the voice of God because the Spirit of God speaks within us. And that is the wonderful truth that we have. You know, if you go to the book of Song of Solomon, such a wonderful picture of the voice or of the love not only that God has given between a man and a woman, but also between the love that God has for His church. There's a passage there where the beloved says, I heard His voice at the door. She awoke because she heard Him speaking. She recognized His voice outside the door. Friends, have you ever been kept up at night by the voice of God? By the voice of God that is in you, that is waking you and driving you to your knees to prayer because you hear Him so clearly speaking to you? Oh, you don't hear Him with your ear. You don't hear Him speaking audibly to you, but you'd be the first to say, I hear Him in my heart. His Spirit is just talking away right now to my spirit, and I can't even sleep. I'm hearing my beloved speak to me. That's the voice of God. My sheep hear my voice first. They know my voice. And then do you know what Jesus says? My sheep know me. Do you know what word that is He uses? My sheep know me. They know me, experience me. They experience me. Paul says, oh, that I might know Him. That's what he says. Oh, that I might experience Him, that I might apprehend Him, and the power of His resurrection being made conformable unto His death. When we perceive the voice of our shepherd speaking to us over and over and again, when we come, as the song says, to the garden alone and we hear Him speaking to us, guess what? We begin knowing the shepherd. We begin experiencing Him and we say, I hear His voice and now I know that's His voice. I'm experiencing Him in a way I've never experienced Him before. I'm listening to Him talking. I'm hearing Him every morning. I'm hearing Him in the middle of the night. I'm hearing Him before I go to bed. I'm hearing Him here in this message. Friends, are you hearing the voice of God this morning? Paul says that preaching, God has used the foolishness of preaching to make His gospel go out. Now, we sit in a service today. We're surrounded by children. We're surrounded by many voices. We're surrounded by much noise. There are many voices in this auditorium, in this sanctuary. But are you hearing the voice of Christ? Are you hearing His voice? Because third, let's understand, not just the regard, not just the recognition, but third, the rejection. Jesus doesn't just say that His sheep hear His voice and know His voice. They say they don't hear the voice of others. They don't hear the voice. They don't follow after other shepherds. They don't follow after others that are not preaching the gospel truth. Why? Because they know their shepherd's voice. Those sheep that were there munching away on grass, those that had their heads down and those others called out to them with their call. They said, hey, listen here, I'm right here. None of them even bothered to lift up their heads. Why? Because they were waiting for their shepherd's voice. They were waiting for His voice and they knew it. Friend, you can turn to so many voices today. You can turn to the voices, as I said, of entertainment. You can turn to the voices of music. You can turn to the voices of sports. You can pour all these different voices under your ears. But do you know what God's sheep do? Do you know what His sheep do? They said, I don't listen to that. I don't listen to that voice. I don't recognize that voice. That's not the voice of my shepherd. Someone from the world tells you, here's how you should live. Young women, here's how you should live. And what do they say? The sheep say, I don't recognize that. God's word tells me something different. The Spirit of God has a different voice speaking to me. I'm not going to follow that. That's not right. But those of us who are here, who are either not one of his sheep to begin with, or we're too busy listening to other voices to get in the voice of the word of God that he wants to speak to us, we follow. We follow around. Oh, here's another voice. Let me follow off what they have to say. Oh, someone else is speaking. You know, some of us are just naturally, I suppose, very easy to distract. I must confess, I'm one of those people. I'll be at work, and I'll be working away. I'll be drafting a brief, and I'll have my email open. And suddenly, James Dickey will send me a story. Oh, man, I got to look at this. And I click on that link, and then suddenly I'm distracted, and I'm going somewhere else. I feel like that's the way with so much today of who we are. We have so many voices coming in. We spend a moment in God's Word seeking to find His voice, and suddenly a thought pops in our mind and we're distracted. Oh, okay, there's another voice. There's another voice I got to follow over here. We're in prayer and we're spending quiet time with God. Oh, there's another voice over here. I'm distracted. My friends, God wants to speak to you in the quietness of your heart and have you know His voice and have you hear His voice and have you pursue His voice. He wants you to listen to His voice and reject the other voices. That's His desire for you. So we see, first of all, declaring. Do you recognize that God speaks and He's speaking to you today? Secondly, do you understand the discerning, that we can know the voice of God? We can discern, we can distinguish between His voice and other people's voices, and we can follow Him. And third, let's understand the directing. The directing you can put next to this heading, they follow. God speaks, His sheep know, and they follow. Understand what Jesus says here. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, verse 4, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him. Why? Because, for they know his voice. You know, you can listen to the voice of God this morning. You can let it come in on your ears. But do you know the point of why you know the voice of your shepherd is so you can follow him where he wants you to go? It does very little good if you just let it come in, the voice of Christ, into your ear this morning and out the other. Do you know what the book of James says? If you're a hearer of the word and not a doer, you're like someone who goes and looks at himself in the mirror and walks away and forgets what he looked like. That's what you're like. And what Jesus is saying is here, my sheep know my voice, and when they know it for themselves, when they recognize it, when they see what it is, then they follow. They say, oh, my Lord is leading me right now. He's walking before me. He's not driving me from behind. He's the one leading. He's the one going first. That's what it is. And this passage gives us a few different things that Jesus is leading us, where we are to be following, where he is directing us. First of all, it's to life. It's to life. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. My friend, the first thing that you need to do to hear the voice of God, the first thing that you need to listen to the voice of God for is for salvation, to be led into His flock, to be led into His fold, to enter through the door of Jesus Christ and be saved. Have you heard His call yet today? Have you listened to it? Have you followed Him? Do you hear Him speaking today telling you, you've never been saved? You've never trusted in Jesus Christ for salvation? Today is the day of salvation. You know what the book of Hebrews says? Today, if you will hear His voice, if you will hear His voice today, harden not your hearts. Don't harden it. Follow Him. Follow Him to salvation today, friend, if you've never come to Jesus Christ. Secondly, He directs us. He leads us in liberty. Look what he says. He says as his shepherd, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And what does it say? He shall go in and out So many people today think of Christianity, oh, Christianity is so narrow-minded. Christianity is so strict. Christianity is all about a set of rules, do and don't, and it's so straight-laced, and it's like a straitjacket on what we want to do. My friend, that's not what Jesus says. Jesus says, if you come to Him and you're part of His sheep, you go in and you go out. You go in for protection. Protection to be sealed off against those that would come, the devil, to harm you. And you go out to find pasture. You go out to find broad places to feed and to find fulfillment in your life and to find the fullness that Jesus Christ offers to you. That's where His voice is leading you. That's where His voice is calling to you. That's why we go to the Bible in the morning. We don't do it to check off a box. We don't check it off so we say, "Ooh, got my Bible reading done today. Got my prayer time done today. Signed that list off. I can say that I prayed every day this week." That's not where it is. We come to the Word of God in the morning so the voice of God can lead us out to the pastures that He has to us and we can eat. That's what it is. That's what it's for. Are you in the Word of God for that purpose? Are you praying for that purpose? Not just to go to Him with your laundry list of things to say, "Yes, yes, God, give me this and give me this and give me that." That's part of prayer. But it's to go to Him and to say, "God, speak to me now in prayer. I'm going to speak to You, but I'm going to listen for what You say to me too while I'm praying. Lord, lead me in Your path today. Lead me out and I'll follow You. Show me Your direction in life. I'm going to be there. I'm going to follow You." Is that what your prayer life is like? Is that what your devotional time is like? In this sermon that we're here, are you listening to the voice of God? You know, you may be listening to my voice and that's all you're getting. You may say, "Oh, that was a dumb joke he just told. Oh, I wonder why he keeps on saying that word. I wonder why he's making that hand gesture. People can listen to only the words that are coming out of my mouth. My friend, I don't want you to hear a word coming out of my mouth. I only want you to hear the voice of Christ speaking through me to you. And you can get so distracted in everything that's going on about the sermon that you miss the voice of Christ coming to you. Are you listening to the voice of Christ? We need to understand, God wants to lead us to liberty. And finally, the third aspect of this directing is in the very leading itself. The leading. That He goes before us and we follow. That He shows us where the pastures are for us to feed. How many of you know Psalm 23? "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What does He do? He leads me. Where does He lead us? Still waters. The green pastures. He restores our soul. In the paths of righteousness, He leads us for His namesake. That's what the voice of God is, friends. And that's the voice that He wants to speak to you this morning. So we come back to my son, to Lars, on that phone. And I say, "Hey, Lars, how's it going?" And Lars beams because he recognizes the voice. Do you recognize the voice of God this morning? Do you hear it? Did you hear it in this message? Is it speaking to you? And what's it saying? I heard a great story, excuse me, that I'll use to close. It was World War I. And some Turkish soldiers were on the hills of Jerusalem. And they came across a flock of sheep. And you know what those Turkish soldiers did? They drove the sheep. They said, "Let's take these sheep and use them for our own purposes." And they drove them away. They said, "Come on." And they got behind them and they started pushing them along and driving them along. And it was the middle of the night. The shepherd had been sleeping. And he woke up to see this band of soldiers driving his sheep away from him. And he was powerless. He couldn't stop them. He didn't have enough force to go and prevent them. So do you know what he did? He just started calling them. He just started giving his distinctive call to these sheep to say, "Hey sheep, I'm over here. Follow me. Come back." You know what those sheep did? They turned right around and they started running back to their shepherd. And those soldiers couldn't do anything. They couldn't drive them away when those sheep heard the voice of their master. The sheep heard the voice of their shepherd, the one that they'd heard so many times before, and they knew exactly what it sounded like. My friend, you're a sheep. Do you hear the voice of your shepherd? And what's he calling you to today? Is he calling you to be saved? Is he calling you to hear his voice and to accept his free gift of salvation? Is he calling to you and showing you an area of your life that you're rebelling against him, that you're not living in obedience to the life of into Jesus Christ's commands for you? And he's saying, come on, give up this area and follow me. There's pastures out here for you, friend. There's pastures for you, sheep. Maybe it's an area that you're not following his direction, that you're listening to all these other voices going around you. You're listening to all these other voices coming in, and you got to stop and listen to your shepherd's voice. I charge you today. I urge you. I encourage you today. Hear your shepherd's voice and follow him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful passage, this wonderful message that our Lord gives, that he is the good shepherd and he knows his sheep and he is known of them. Father, I pray that if there's anyone here this morning that does not know you because they've never come by faith to Jesus Christ and repented of their sins, I pray that today would be the day of salvation. Friend, we always pause. If that's you, if you've heard the voice of God speaking to you this morning, you recognize that you're not a believer. You've never trusted Jesus Christ for eternal life. You've never asked him to be your Savior. My friend, he's calling you to be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We'll leave a moment here. If that's God speaking to you, why don't you come forward, slip out from where you are, come kneel at the steps here up front. Someone will take the Bible and will show you how you can be saved. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ for salvation, come and join his flock today. Is there anyone this morning who would come? For those of you while we wait, if you are hearing the voice of God about an area of your life that you need to change, of an area that the shepherd is speaking to you now, take care of that right now where you sit. Ask God to do the work in your heart that he would have you to do. Father, may we both hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. May we know it, and may we follow him to where he would lead us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.